It's Wednesday, August 10th, 2011. A bit of news, an interview from Oroville, and the weather report. Partly cloudy today, 32 degrees Celsius, winds southeasterly 14 to 19 kilometers per hour, 40% chance of rain. Heat index is 38 degrees. Tonight, a thunderstorm predicted. Temperature drops to 28 degrees, winds 13 to 26, and an 80% chance of rain. Oroville Video Productions, that is, Francis and Doris, talk about their recent work, creating the second part of the film, Children of Oroville.
We're dealing with the Children of Oroville, Part 2.
And Part 1 happened already, and Part 2 is a continuation or a whole separate piece?
We came out with Children of Oroville, Part 1, 2 years ago. And it was well received, and we even won the Oroville Film Festival Award.
Going for another one?
Most definitely. We like those awards. We got plaques all over our walls. And Part 2 is about the second and third generations of Oroville children. And then they grew up here and they went out for further their education or have a life experience or whatever.
Went out meaning they left Oroville, left India.
They left
India.
Oroville and they went out into the West usually, to broaden their perceptions and to enlighten their rigid minds. And they decided to come back. And we're talking to them about why they decided to come back. And
can you give me an idea of how many these are? Are they mostly male or female? Or who are these people?
I think we got 17 people in this video that all range from early 20s to mid-30s. And we don't give names out. It's private information, divulging my source.
But we can see them and hear them. And when is this taking place?
The grand opening, and the searchlights will cross the sky, and the limousines will come forth, and so forth. And it will be Friday, August 12th at 8 o'clock, Paradiso Theater. Don't miss it!
Well, we had the pleasure of interviewing these young people, and that was actually the very best part of everything, because we had this hour with them alone, and we got wonderful conversations, and it was actually very difficult to make these two films and cut out something out of these mostly 1 hour interviews. They said so many nice things, but you don't want to listen forever to them. So we had really to come up with, let's say, a dialogue which worked. Whom to pick, who said it nicer, who is this a repetition? No, is an addition, yes. And then you had to forget, whom do you like, or something more or less. That was not the problem. The problem was strictly the dialogue, so it was, let's say, an onward-going story, so that you had at least a different perspective of the same, like they went out, came back, then they got involved with all the groups, and then what do they work? And then their dream. So it is... we thought we made this decision. I mean, this is the most difficult part. And I think it is it's a good variation of the opinion of this group. And I hope the others share this. We will see.
Oroville Video Productions are proud to present Children of Oroville Part 2 on August 12th, 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall. For the Oroville Film Festival of 2011, submit your film on any theme of any duration by August 15th. Send to www.orovillefilmfestival.org. Terrasol Farm Community, located in Windara, Kota Kurai, offers learning how to assemble a dismountable house. And this one, designed by Alok, of 25 square meters. It's steel profile construction, Johnny style. Dismountable houses have flexible designs, they're easy to put up, and they can easily be disassembled, reused in another place, therefore the name dismountable. To register for this event or for further information, call 894-087-1895 or email sandira@oroville.org. That Sandira is S-A-N-D-Y-R-A. This event begins on Wednesday the 10th and runs through Saturday the 13th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also on Saturday, the French Pavilion presents a one-hour film by Jean-Yves Billien called Healing with Love. It highlights the work of Dr. Leonard Lascaux, who is a gynecology surgeon from California. Dr. Lascaux studied the healing power of unconditional love based on his own scientific experiences over the past 30 years. Healing, he says, can take place when reconnecting with one's inner being. He calls his method holoenergetics. He's been teaching it all over the world to health practitioners and anyone interested. That's 5 p.m., Cinema Paradiso Town Hall. And Dr. Lascaux himself will be in Oroville in February 2012 to present his work. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone. In studio, Andrea, Miriam, Yahalom, and Tanya. For information, for questions, contact orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.